This is a quote that was told to me 25 years ago when I was a student athletic trainer at St. Bonaventure University. Tim was my head trainer, and he always told me, don't treat anything you can't treat the complications of. That has changed throughout my career. It's gone from when I was an athletic trainer, you know, when you have anything you look at and say, ooh, if this goes bad, I can't fix it. That's gone from now as an emergency physician. A big thing for me is ENT concerns. I don't have ear, nose, and throat docs on call. So I cannot treat anything that could go south because I don't have backup. So knowing your level of what can go sour is extremely important. Knowing your limitations. And you know, one athletic trainer, physical therapist, physician is not equivalent to the next one. There are certain things I am not 100% comfortable with where I'll ask the doc working with me, hey, can you help me out with this? Or hey, what do you think about this? And it's a great rapport. We've always had it. It's always, I laughed when I came in, the teamwork makes the dream work. My son's 4. And we have little sayings. I brainwash him. Okay, bottom line. So we've got teamwork makes the dream work. We say it usually once a day. It's a good day to have a good day. And he has turned that around. It's also a bad day to have a bad day, mommy. Okay. I hear you. So the big thing is you need to separate the trauma from the drama. Okay. When you're deciding on what to refer, you need to bring your method to the madness. I joke, but it's really the truth. Up here for me, this is a snow globe. Okay. It needs to settle a little bit for things to actually come out in the wash. You need to have a set routine that you do with each one of your athletes on the sidelines. And every time you look at them, you're not going to consciously go through this. That's where the unconscious competence comes in, where you just look at an athlete. You know they're breathing. It's A, B, C. Always start with A, B, C. You're like, well, I don't have to with an ankle sprain. You do, because if for some reason they also got hit in the thorax and they're having trouble breathing, the ankle doesn't matter. So that's where the trauma from the drama comes in. As an ER doc, that's a big thing, because when we get traumas and it's got a leg hanging off, okay, or partially hanging off, everyone looks at the leg and everyone's focused on the leg and everyone wants to come into the room to see the leg. First things first, that patient better have an airway, because again, the leg doesn't matter if the patient doesn't have an airway. So the lacerations, they bleed a lot. The fractures, they're ugly, they're bent, they have an extra elbow. But you have to remember, you got to focus on those ABCs. So when you do that, and bystanders will be pointing at things and telling you things on the sideline. I did practice as an ATC, 6 years dedicated, and then interspersed throughout school. So I was on the sidelines. A lot of people have like got the certification as an undergrad, but no, I was out there for quite a while. People will stare and they'll point, well, what about his leg? Or, you know, must have been 2013 Ironman Texas. I was standing by the finish line and a guy went down and seized. And everyone was just hell bent on the fact that his head was bleeding. I was more worried that the guy's sodium was probably 110. So, you know, everyone's like, he's going to bleed. I mean, that's not going to kill him. There's a lot of other things that are going to kill this guy. I was not working, by the way. I was just watching. So people will point. They will try to distract you. The athlete will try to distract you, especially the I'm fine. They're not fine. Alphabet soup. Okay. A, B, C, and D. When you look at an athlete, okay, back to the ankle sprain, you look at an athlete and they're like, we'll use the I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay, good. Airway's intact. Thank you. Breathing. We won't go disability on that one. But breathing, you know, just watching their chest rise. You're not going to grab a stethoscope on the kid with a toe. It's not going to happen. But you're watching their chest rise. It's equal chest rise. They're not splinting. They're not doing this. Their B is fine. Circulation. If the athlete is chatty, for the most part, at least the brain is supplied. That brings us to disability. They may have a decent concussion, and that's where you need to kind of assess that D. But most of it can be done literally in the first 3 seconds. He asked the athlete, how you doing? Big sigh, I'm okay. Good, excellent. Now, as on-field providers, we think of the broken bones, strained muscles, sprained ligaments, the occasional bruised ego. Those are 90 to 95% of what we deal with. I mean, even in the ER, my patients are, you know, if I see 30 patients a shift, probably 28 of them are pretty cut and dry. Some chest pains, some belly pains, they get a little more serious. He got some ankle sprains, runny nose. You know, it's why I'm there, but really why I'm there is the guy who just got shot in the flank. Okay, when that came in yesterday, or 2 days ago. Yesterday was flip day, so I'm a little off on whether it's day or night currently. I only work nights, so it gets a little confusing. So, you know, although we say you don't really have to worry about those, you are there for those, the taping, the prevention, you know, the domains of athletic training. You're there for all of that, but what really matters when it gets down to brass tacks is when you can save the life of an athlete. And it may never happen in your career, but it may. And that's why you're there, and that's why you're well-trained. My old team doc, Bob Zanotti, I had first started as an ATC, and a guy who had hand pain, and he's like, wrap it up, send him back out, Friday Night Football. I was like, and this was in Ohio, and he says, I'm like, really? He goes, well, what's he going to do, break it again? Well, all right, we'll x-ray it tomorrow. You know, good point. I mean, how much more disability is really going to happen? None. So, I mean, that's the easy thing. You know when to send in a suspected broken bone, the injury that won't heal, you know, the nagging things. Like, so there are the gimmies. Gets knocked out, loss of consciousness, that's got to be evaluated. You have no idea if they've got blood in their brain. A neurologic deficit or focal weakness, sometimes that will tease itself out. My last 18 months as an ATC, I had a cheerleader with a TIA from birth control pills. I had a football player paralyzed for 11 days with spinal shock, back then when we had Scorora because testing didn't catch things. We don't really have much of that these days. And I had a baseball player with a 3-inch epidural hematoma from a toss ball in warm-up with no skull fracture. Just kind of doinked him in the head. This is my last 18 months as an ATC where I said, I need more education. I can't do this out here by myself. And I'm kind of a crap magnet that hasn't gone away. So it really has not gone away. Ask anyone I work with. Those are the kind of things where you really have to sort out. But that epidural hematoma, the reason we ended up life flighting him out from the local ER is he couldn't remember the word for a seatbelt. You know, I did the 3-object test. I gave him 3 things, told him to name them. He couldn't remember the word for a seatbelt. And I thought, you know what, I think you should go in. You know, it was one of those soft calls where you're really not sure, but err on the side of caution. Don't treat anything you can't treat the complications of. Unable to bear weight, that's a little sketchy one. It's kind of a gimme, but sometimes it just hurts that day. That one you may have to tease out. A rigid abdomen, no-brainer. And severe testicular pain. That doesn't go away in a couple of minutes. Now, the challenges, the subtle personality changes with head injury. Sometimes people will be very upset or, you know, frustrated at you because you take them out of the game to even to evaluate them. And you have to discern, is this the athlete getting angry or is this an actual head injury? Because frontal head injuries are going to change the personality of your patient. Young athletes with a growth plate injury, even, you know, from a radiologic perspective, a grade 1 Salter-Harris fracture is going to look like nothing on an x-ray. But you've got to have a really high index of suspicion to send those in. And adrenaline hidden internal bleeding. And a lot of the athletic training population, because they're young, healthy people, kids compensate until they don't, and then they die. So you just have to have a very high index of suspicion for these. Just kind of always have in the back of your brain, so when you're thinking about it, is there a chance? Okay. And if you think there's a chance, if you think there's a real chance, send them in. And then you've got the injuries you're never even told about. That's an entirely different story. That's your challenge. That's the real challenge. But this is your game and your rules. Like I said, each athletic trainer, each sideline provider, we're all very different people. We have different comfort levels. We have different strengths. We have different weaknesses. No one is perfect. We are all human. I have had 2 very poor outcomes as a physician in the past 2 months. It's horrible for a perfectionist, but it happens. And you own up to it. You say, you know, I did my best. And then you change your practice. You look at it and say, well, I did my best that day, but how can my best be better tomorrow? So your job is to keep these athletes safe. It's really your only job. As I tell my patients in the ER, my job's to keep you alive. The rest is gravy. Okay? I'm sorry I can't diagnose your rash. It's not one of the 5 that's going to kill you. Sometimes I actually say that depending on the time of day. nicely, sometimes too. But what you perceive to threaten that athlete, that is the threat. Someone can say, parent, coach, athlete, oh, it's all right, that's not a problem, it's not a problem. No, I think it's a problem. And if you think that's the problem, is their sideline provider, you send them in. That's when you refer. Higher level of care. There is almost always a higher level of care or a corroboration that's out there for you. Like I said, teamwork makes the dream work. Err on the side of caution. The game is important, but health trumps sport. Okay. Your decision to refer that athlete to a higher level of care can not only make or break the athlete's career as an athlete, it can cost them their life or have serious disability. Use your head, your gut, and your preparation. We all went to school for a really long time. We all go to continuing education things like today. We like to learn. You know, you are immersed. It's the one thing I miss about athletic training. You are immersed in their lives. You know them. Sometimes that's a good thing because you know them. You can judge their mental state. You can know when there's something going on, even when there's something going on at home. But, you know, that's part of your preparation. You can be a really good provider for these kids. On the flip side, it can also blind you to things that you may not see. If you have any questions, sorry about the M at the end, but it's C-O-M at the end. Feel free, email me about anything. The presentation, if you, I don't know if you were given a handout of the presentation or not.